Want the Lord to help us tonight as we preach. Amen. Thank the Lord for all the children. And I think us adults are strong-minded enough to keep our focus on the Lord, even if the children are a little fussy, all right? And also, if I have to help Sister Bethany with these boys sometime, I sure don't mean to disrupt you or the service. But I'm still dad even when I'm preaching, all right? Sometimes I help her with these boys a little bit, as you've seen, but let's move right on if that happens. Judges 14 and verse 1, the Bible says, "And Samson went down to Timnath, saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and his mother, and said, I've seen a woman in Timnath of the daughter of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me to wife." Excuse me. "Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all thy people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. Verse 4, But his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord, and they sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Verse 5, Then went Samson down, his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. Notice, and behold, a young lion roared against him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand." I want you to get that phrase right there. "And he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. He went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took therefore in his hands and went on eating, and came to his father and mother. He gave them, they did eat, but he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that we felt in this service. Thank you for the presence of God that we felt. Pray, God, that you help us as we press on in this service to receive from you, Lord. Help us to receive a touch from you, Lord. Have your way, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, and tell them that, amen, the Lord's not through in this service. I want to preach tonight on nothing in his hand. Nothing in his hand. You know, people kill lions, but not very many kill them barehanded. You might can kill a lion, but I doubt you're going to kill a lion barehanded. And that's just one thing you're just not going to do. They do a lot of things. Man does a lot of things with their hands. And God's blessed man with his hand. And God has blessed man to use tools and guns and all of these different things. But the key to this is the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And I feel like preaching to people tonight and the church here and every one of us that we feel so insignificant sometimes in what God wants us to do. Say, how in the world am I going to accomplish this? There's nothing in my hand. Lord, if you want me to do that, you give me something. Ain't that what we say? The lion roared against him, and the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he rent him as he would have rent a kid. He took that lion just like he would have took a little baby goat. Slung him around, ripped him apart, broke legs, twisted his neck back, snapped his neck. I mean, just tore that lion up. Can you imagine? Like a little bitty goat running up here and a full-sized man, that's what he was. Samson, he was not a big man, the best that the Bible tells us. Even though he carried the gate of the city off on his shoulders, the Bible never gives us one indication, not one slightest indication that he was any bigger or any stronger than any normal man. It's just there's a phrase that is used in this verse and that is used in the other verses, and it says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. That makes the difference in your life, in my life, in Samson's life, in everyone's life. The Spirit of God, the power of God, the Holy Ghost power can give us the anointing to do what God would have us to do. And he had nothing in his hand. And I want to turn your attention in your own life how that sometimes you feel so empty-handed. Amen? Oh, I would do this if I had this, or I would do that if I had that. And I know, amen, that those are legitimate excuses in many times in our life. Praise God. But when it comes to the power of God, God's not looking for what we got. He's looking for who we are. Amen. Hello? I said God's not looking for what we got. He's looking for who we are. He wants the person. He wants the individual. He wants us. He wants me. He wants you. God doesn't need what I have. He needs me. No wonder they've used phrases like God doesn't call the qualified. Y'all finish it with me. He qualifies the called. Hallelujah. Praise God. He took a little boy named David. Brother Wayne preached about it a couple Sunday nights ago. Amen. He was a youth and he put 5 smooth stones in his shepherd's bag, but he only needed one. Hallelujah. And he brought the giant down. Amen. What was it? It was the power of God. It was the anointing of God. He had nothing in his hand. He took this lion and just destroyed him. Just like he would a little baby goat. I want you to know sometimes our abilities get in the way. Sometimes the things that we have get in the way. What are you talking about? The Bible said that Gideon, God told him, he said, I'm going to use you. I'm going to do something with you, and I'm going to destroy the Midianites. And all of them gathered together. What was it, 30-some thousand or something? God said, Gideon, you have too many. What do you mean? Look at these Midianites. Hundreds of thousands of Midianites had come up against the children of Israel and Ephraim. And we got too many. I mean, we're just a fraction of their army. God said, send them home. There's too many. Said, every one of them that's scared, send them home. Every one of them, you know, shaking and scared or whatever. Teeth jittering around or whatever. Said, hey, boys, go home. Well, yeah, go home. Okay, you don't have to tell me twice, man. They was shot home and scared. And so he got rid of a bunch of them. And God said, Gideon, you still have too many. You still got too many. Said, take them down there to the water. And said, every one of them that drinks water like a dog, said, send them home. How do you drink water? I mean, you know, if they got down on their knees and brought it up with their hand, they got to stay. If they got down on all four and just lapped it up, you know, down there in the water, he said, boys, go home. And he ended up with 300 men. I'm talking about nothing in their hand. God said, okay, I can use you now. Sometimes God has to get us down. Sometimes God has to get us low. In reflection to the message this morning, I felt like the Lord was dealing with me still this afternoon. Amen. About how God wants us to be a witness and a light. How God wants to use us. God wants to use every individual in this place. Whether it's in a Sunday school class. Amen. Whether it's, you might be a Sunday school teacher, you might be a parent, amen, you might be a grandparent, you might be a singer, you might be a play instrument, you might just sit on the pew, you might just give in the offering, you might clap your hands. And who's got 2 hands that can clap? Everybody's got 10 strings, don't they? Hallelujah. The Bible said, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Amen. If you have, amen, a hand, you can clap your hands, and you got a voice that can speak out, you can praise God. Everybody's got a place. Everybody's got something. Say, I can't sing. I can't preach. Amen. I can't do this or I can't do that. Or maybe I preach or I sing, but it don't seem like I get a very big crowd. I'm going to tell you what I felt like the Lord dealt with me. Do you know the greatest sermon that was ever preached in the history of man? Everybody knows John 3:16, don't you? Guess how many was in the congregation? Oh, Nicodemus was the only one there. And Jesus preached the greatest message one in the congregation. It was on the rooftop in secret. It was only one man preaching and one man listening. And he preached the greatest message this world has ever heard. And it's been preached over and over 100,000 million times, no doubt, Brother David Dole. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Surely he would have told it to the thousands, Brother Curtis. Surely when he preached that message, he would have told it. Amen. Standing on a hillside when they couldn't number them. Surely he would have told that one when he fed the 5,000 and had a mighty revival. Oh no. The greatest sermon was preached to one man. Amen. And Jesus cares about the individual. And you can be the greatest preacher. You can be the greatest witness right there on your job. Hallelujah. Right there in there at your own home. Amen. Right there in whatever means God chooses to use. Whether it be a text message or a phone call. Amen. Or some kind of internet post or whatever. Come on, somebody, help me tonight. I'm talking about nothing in my hand. I ain't got nothing. Here comes this lion against me. He wrapped him up and killed him just like he was the most, amen, skilled archer in the army. I mean, they couldn't have took him down that quick with a bow and arrow. That lion would have bled. They couldn't have took him down that quick with a sword. He whipped that lion so quick and threw him down and all that because the Spirit of God came on him. I'm telling you tonight, you ain't got nothing. I don't have nothing. My hands are empty. God can make you an empty-handed powerhouse for God. Amen. So he can get all the glory and get all the glory that belongs to him anyways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing. Amen. I don't have nothing. The Apostle Paul was a very educated person. Now, I know sometimes we focus on ignorance. And I heard one time John Wesley was a very educated man. He was a smart man, they say. And John Wesley, one preacher wrote to him and said, God don't need your, God doesn't need your knowledge. And they said, John Wesley wrote back to him and said, God don't need your ignorance. But anyways, I don't want to focus on ignorance, or I don't want to focus on knowledge. There's a happy medium there, and there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There are people that's in the ditch because they're so educated. Amen. They can't reach down to the lowest of the low. Hallelujah. You know that David killed a lion. Amen. And David killed Goliath. But there is not one psalm that he wrote that ever told about those instances. Matter of fact, we would have never knew about the bear and the lion if Saul wouldn't have been going to, you know, not let him go. And he told him, he said, hey, amen, God help me out there. He'll help me here. Amen. We ain't got no bragging rights, church. Amen. I heard one preacher said, every time you introduce me, you better introduce me with my, you know, my name and all that. You know, he had all those points and, you know, like letters and, I mean, you know, like, I'm not sure what it means, but, you know, like a letter and then a dot and a letter and a dot, you know, letter, letter, dot, you know, and all that. Hallelujah. David would have never, what would David been? Amen. D, you know, David, D-T-G-K. David the Goliath killer. Hello, y'all with me now? Amen, but not one psalm, amen, not one psalm ever, amen, tells about him, amen, killing Goliath. Not one song that he wrote did he tell about how great he was. But instead he wrote like, he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock, and he established my going. What was it? David had enough sense to realize it's not what's in your hand that matters. It's the anointing and the oil that's on your head and in your heart. It's the Spirit of God that makes all the difference. I want to tell you something right here tonight. You feel like God can't use you, and you feel like God can't bless you. Hey, he didn't have nothing
in his hand. Amen. But he killed that lion just like it was a little bitty lamb. And God can do the same with any individual, whether it be a boy or girl, whether it be a man or a woman, that'll say, God, here I am, use me.
Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah tonight? I heard the story about a man that was a painter, and they had asked him to paint about the poor and paint a picture of the wretched poor in New York City. And so he goes out and finds a man holding a sign on the side of the road. This man's poor. He ain't got nothing. His clothes was ragged. He was beat up. His hair hadn't been combed. I mean, he looked like the wretch of all wretch. He said, sir, I'll pay you $10 an hour if you'll come to this address and stand so I can paint a picture of you. I won't use your name or nothing. Amen. So the man said, okay, I'll be there. Well, he got to asking around. I said, oh, that's that famous painter. He's going to paint the picture. You know, all this stuff. Well, the man gets things together. He goes and takes a bath. He combs his hair. He gets some clothes. He goes by, you know, mission, cleans himself up, and he comes in. Amen. And says, you know, I'm here on appointment. He said, no, you're not the man. He said, yes, sir, I'm the man that was standing on the street corner. He looked at him. He said, I'm sorry, but I can't use you. Amen. I wonder if that's the way God is with us so many times. Amen. He says, I want you to do this job. And we say, okay, I'll do it my way. Amen. Okay, I'll do it this way. Okay, I'll do it that way. And we come in and say, here I am for the appointment. Lord, I want you to use me. And the Lord says, wait just a minute. I was going to use you where I could get all the glory, not where you would get all the glory. No wonder the songwriter said, nothing in my hand I bring, only to your cross I cling. Amen. It's not our abilities. It's not our talents. I wish somebody helped me here tonight. Amen. He rid him like he was a kid. Amen. He destroyed that line, and he didn't have nothing in his hand. Hold your hand out there. You ain't got nothing in it. That's what God wants to use. Empty-handed for the glory of God. Hallelujah. What can I do for God? We make up every excuse. I don't have nothing in my hand. I don't have no way. I don't have this. I don't have that. God, if you'll do this, oh, I know God's speaking to somebody tonight. God's dealing with somebody here tonight. Amen. We got to get low. We got to get down. You see those pear trees? Amen. Those limbs will just lay on the ground. My God, they don't look very inviting. They don't look very good. Looks like somebody needs to prune them. Amen. Then look, another pear tree at the same season. It'll look all beautiful. Its limbs just stretching up. Man, that's a beautiful tree. But there ain't no fruit on it. Amen. And here's the principle. If we're going to bring fruit to the glory of God, we'll have to get down. We'll have to get low. We'll have to get rid of ourselves. Amen. What is that song she was singing a while ago? Amen. If I'm going to win this world, I'll have to lose this world. Amen. God wants somebody right here. Amen. To realize that that empty hand is what God wants to use.
Hallelujah. There was parts of Eastern Europe that was communist countries many years ago. And the Christians in the other part of Europe felt such a burden for their neighbors. They'd try their best to smuggle in literature and all that. Couldn't get it in. Some of those bordering cities there that was real close to the border would try. They knew there was churches over there. They wanted to get Bibles. They wanted to get literature. They wanted to get Sunday school material. There's a boy in a church there that didn't have no legs. He got some artificial legs. They got to noticing he is carrying out literature with him. What are you doing with that literature? He said, I'm taking across, taking into Eastern Europe, taking over in those countries. How he was doing it, he was stuffing it in his artificial legs, down in the holes in his artificial legs. Put those legs on. Amen. Go over there in his car. They'd search all around. Amen. In the car, you know, what are you doing all this? And he's taking literature and delivering literature. Amen. And for most of his life, he carried literature to those communist countries, right through the border guards. Amen. And many of us say, I don't have no legs. Amen. I don't have no way. I don't have nothing I can do. do. But God's speaking to somebody right here tonight and saying, what you're doing make a difference in the world. What you're doing can make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. Whether it's teaching that child about the love of God, whether it's teaching that child about the ways of God, amen, whether it's teaching her in that Sunday school class or teaching those children the things of God, amen, remember, God is the one that makes the difference. Hallelujah. Nothing in his hand. Jehoshaphat came against that mighty army and he said, we don't know what to do.
I can just see God.
Woo. We got them where we want them. Where they'll finally admit they don't know what to do. I'm telling you tonight, when you've exhausted all your plans, that's when God can really step in.
Why does God let it go so far?
Because he wants all the glory. Because if he didn't let it go so far, you know me, I did it. Come on, somebody. It's hard to reach around there, but we do it all the time. I did it. I fixed it. I figured it out. I. Oh, but God help us. Amen. To realize it's not us. Amen. We can do nothing without the Lord. Matter of fact, Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. Without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. In John 15. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in John 6 and 63. Amen. The flesh profiteth nothing. Somebody say nothing. Amen. The flesh profiteth nothing. And in John chapter 3 verse 27. John the Baptist said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Except it comes down from God. Amen. Every good gift, and James said, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. But there is something right here in this scripture that I want us to get a hold of, and I feel like the Lord would speak to us tonight, and that is simply, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, it makes all the difference in your situation. It makes all the difference in your prayers. It makes all the difference in your calling. It makes all the difference in the world. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 14 and 6, amen, the Bible tells us that Jonathan said, there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. You know, it matters not to God, amen, if there's a bunch that he uses, or if he uses one, or if he uses two. Jonathan and his armor bearer was the only ones that brought victory that day. And God wants to use you in your situation. And the devil's doing his best to make you feel so unqualified and you so unequipped. Amen. And here's this lion roaring against you. And here's this lion that stuck his own nasty head up and saying, there ain't no way, you're not going to pass me. Amen. Did you notice the scripture? The Bible said that his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord. Amen. The Lord was in this. Every time the Lord's in something, there's always going to be the lion that's going to roar against it. Y'all with me tonight? If the Lord's in something, notice this right here. His father and mother knew not, verse 4, that the Lord, that it was of the Lord. Verse 5, Samson went down, came to the vineyard, and behold, a lion roared against him. Have you experienced that in your life? Come on now. Have you experienced that in your life? Where the Lord has a plan, and immediately the devil's going to stick up his head. Immediately the devil is going to start something right then and there. He's going to do his dead level best to stop you. That's his job. That's why he's there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you here tonight? Amen. And the Lord has blessed you or called you or done something in your life, and now all of a sudden that lion is roaring. Amen. There's people, amen, that have lost out with God, not because they didn't have a real experience with God. They never overpowered the lion. Amen. They never let God give them the victory over the lion. But I feel like the Lord wants to do great things in this service tonight. And I feel like the Lord wants to give somebody the power over the lion in your life. Nothing in his hands. Takes that lion, just like I've already said it a bunch, just like a little bitty goat. Just breaks him up. I mean, bones breaking, ripping arms around. I mean, just wrapping him up, throwing him against the ground. How, you know, I mean, just kick nothing in his hand. And that's exactly what God's going to do in your life. You say, man, I know that God could use me if I had this. I know God could use me if I had that. Or, Lord, I would do your will if this would happen or that would happen. I mean, why would God make a bargain with us on stuff like that? I mean, he called us to do something, and all we need is the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Here comes the lion and roars against him. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. All we must have is the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible said that Gideon stood out there, Brother Wayne. Amen. And they didn't have nothing. You know, all they had was a trumpet and a lamp, every one of them. Their sword was on their side. In their hand, they was fighting a battle with a trumpet and a lamp with a pitcher on it. He said, put that trumpet to your mouth. Amen. And when you hear me blow my trumpet, he said, break your pitcher. Amen. And blow your trumpet and shout and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Amen. And you know what happened? They killed each other, the whole army of the Midianites. They fell on each other. Why? Because God was in it. I want to tell you tonight what God's called you to do. Amen. That purpose that God has placed in your life, that plan that God has placed in your life, of course the devil's going to stick his old ugly head up. Of course the enemy's going to do his dead level best to stop you. Of course he's going to try to keep you away from God and his Spirit and his anointing and your prayer time and your church. Amen. And whatever it is. Amen. But the Bible said there was nothing in his hand. Amen. But the Spirit of God was on his head. I want to tell you something right here tonight. All we've got to have is the anointing of God and faith to believe. And every mountain will be brought down. And every valley will be brought up. And every crooked path will be made straight. Can we just lift our hands, ask the Lord to move right here tonight? In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? What's in your hand? Nothing's in my hand. Nothing. I don't have nothing. I have no ability against this lion. He had no human force. Everything that he could try was lost. Everything he could try was gone. It was at the house. He didn't have a shovel. He didn't have a hammer. He didn't have a pocket knife. He didn't have nothing. All he had was his bare hands, and that's what God wanted to use. I want to tell you what I feel like tonight. I feel like you got a desire in your heart. Amen, but you know, look down that empty hand. I can't do it. I guess I'll just have to wait. I can't do it. I guess I can't. Who in here tonight has been telling God you can't? Who in here tonight has been telling God, I don't have the resources? Who in here has been telling God it won't work out because of the things, because of the situations, because there's nothing there, there's no means? Do you know you and God make the majority? The Bible says if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. You and God make the majority. God has a way of turning things around. God has a way of fixing it for you. And I'm telling you tonight, the Lord wants to do something great in this service. God wants to touch somebody here tonight. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel in my spirit. I feel it way down in my heart. You may have said it. You may have expressed it. You may have told somebody. You may have said nothing. You might have said, I can't because of the circumstances, or I can't because of the lack. The Spirit of God is what killed the lion. Not the intellect of Samson. Not even the strength of Samson. The Spirit of God killed the lion. And I want to preach to you old Paz as I'm done preaching. It's the Spirit of God that will kill your lion. That will kill your hindrance. It's not some training. Wait just a minute. Man, watch this. This guy, he went to lion killing school. He knows just how to get them, Sister Janice. This guy ain't never killed a lion. But the Spirit of God is upon him. Said, wait just a minute. This person knows exactly how to handle these situations. He don't have a clue what to do. But the Spirit of God is upon him. Wait just a minute. This church knows how. They know what to do in these kind of situations. This wife, she knows what to do. Oh no, you got it all wrong. I've never been here before. She's never been there before. This brother's never faced a line like this before. But I'll tell you what's the difference, my friend. The Spirit of the Lord is longing to come upon you and give you the power to destroy your enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's dealing with you to do something for him. Not only was the greatest sermon preached to one man, one of the greatest revivals started with one woman. That Samaritan woman at the well that nobody would have took time for. But Jesus said, give me to drink. Amen. Nobody would have talked to her. But Jesus said, if you knew who it was talking to you, you would have asked me and I'd have give you living water. Amen. Nobody would have spent time with her. But Jesus said, go call your husband. Amen. Nobody would have spent, amen, and wasted their time with her. But Jesus said, I that speak to thee am he. Amen. And she ran into the city and the whole city came out to meet him. I want you to know the inability or the inadequate that you feel is what God's going to build your great miracle upon. Somebody testified tonight and said, none of us are worthy. None of us are worthy. None of us deserve it. Hallelujah. David said, who am I? Go ahead and play on the piano. Hallelujah. What's in your hand there, Brittany? You got anything in your hand? Nothing? How about you? You got anything in your hand? That's what God wants to use. Thank God. Thank God there's nothing in there. How about it, Brother Richard? Nothing? Thank God, because he don't want what's in our hand. He wants our hand. Hallelujah. How about it? Hallelujah. Praise God. How about it, sister? How about it? Amen. God's not looking for something. If I had a bunch of money in that hand, I'd do something for God. Hey, he's not wanting what's in our hand. He wants our hand. How about it, brother? Amen. You got anything? You got up and testified tonight. What's God going to do? Amen. How is God going to help me? Amen. Maybe God just got us to the place where he could help us. Maybe he just got us empty-handed. Maybe he wants to make us an empty-handed lunch.
kill her. Amen. Maybe God wants to get it so bad. Maybe God wants to make your situation so dark and so bleak. Amen. That way he can help you. That way he can touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just sit right there. That's where you belong. Every time the altar is given, it's right there at the foot. Hallelujah, Jesus. What you got in your hand? Nothing in your hand. How about it, brother? Nothing in your hand, man. If I had all this, if I had all these things, think of the things I'd do for God. Wait just a minute. Look at all them other people that have all that. They don't do it. Oh, God. Brother Curtis, I'm going to be honest with you. I was talking to Sister Bethany. I said, I wish things was different. I thought about somebody I know, you know, that's close to us. They got everything they could ask for. Anything his wife wants, she goes and buys. Sister Janice, you've seen people like that. Anything Sister Bethany wants, she can just go get it, you know, if that situation. But he's lost. He is raised in church. Raised by a preacher. He's got a fine business. He's got it all. But he's lost. I'd rather have an empty hand serving God. Sister Honey, that lion that roars against you, what you got to fight that lion with? I don't have nothing to fight that lion with. What am I going to fight this lion with this time? I don't have nothing in my hand. Hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord can come upon you. Chase every devil out of town. In the name of Halabaka Shakatarabaha Katalabaha Shakatarabaha. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is on your side, saith the Lord. God is with you, saith the Lord. There are many that have walked through the valley and do not have my hand to hold to. This saith the Lord, my hand is near. Reach for my hand. My hand is near, saith the Lord. My spirit will come upon you, give you power to chase away every diverting spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. What I got in my hand. Man, if we ever needed the economy to work so I could work, we could preach revivals, we could set up tents. Maybe God wants that hand to get empty so we can do something with the Spirit of the Lord. With the Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. A lion roared against him, and he pulled out his sword. No, a lion roared against him, and the Holy Ghost came upon him. The Holy Ghost came upon him. What we need, whether it's talking to our lost children, no matter what we need, Brother Curtis, is the Holy Ghost to come upon us. Whether it's in a bad situation, the Holy Ghost to come upon us. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you one. They said that this man, his daughter was sick. And she would, you know, it was really hard on him. He's sitting there by. He wouldn't leave her bed. She's in the hospital. And the doctor said, looks like she's going to die. He's sitting there talking to his little baby. She's a young girl. And he said, honey, you know, I said, you know, if you want to go on, that's fine. You know, if you know, it's just looking like it wasn't nothing. She said, daddy, she said, somebody else, who is that other man in this room? He looked around. He said, honey, said, there ain't nobody else in here. She said, yes, daddy said, there's another man. Said, he's got white clothes on. He said, no, honey, there's no, is that the doctor? No, honey, there's nobody. Yes, I see somebody, daddy. There's somebody said he looks so nice and he looks so loving. Daddy said, oh my, that's Jesus. He thought in his mind, he said, honey,
said, can you reach him? She said, yeah, he's right here by my bed, Daddy. He said, baby, can you get a hold of his hand? She said, yeah, Daddy, his hand. He said, baby, get a hold of his hand. He said, my baby reached over. And like she grabbed somebody's hand. He said, baby, get a hold of his hand and don't ever let go. She said, Daddy, I got a tight grip on his hand. And she went on out of here. Hallelujah. 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 The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to my heart right now. And you're here and you have made every excuse on why you can't. You could write a list on why you can't. Because you can't, whatever that line is, that line's different situations in your life. What the Lord has sent you tonight is a word to destroy all your can'ts and your excuses. And where when you leave this place tonight, you can say, I can and I will. I can and I will. I don't know how, but I'll do it. And the Lord says, you'll knock that line out so easy, it'll be like a little bitty lamb in your hands. It'll be like a little bitty lamb. Like an infant lamb. Like a newborn goat. God will give you the power to overcome, saith the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Can we give him praise tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.